Next on the 5 o'clock report.
We've already averted well over 2 million deaths.
There's a substantial loss of brain matter.
I'm exhausted.
It was now or never. We had to go.
We gotta go. We don't need nothing.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Coping with COVID. Good afternoon. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Mark Webster. Dr. Anthony Fauci back in the spotlight today saying COVID vaccine development isn't done.
We've already averted well over 2 million deaths, approximately $1 trillion in healthcare costs, and tens of millions of infections.
He spoke at a White House Health and Human Services Summit on the future of vaccines. Each COVID variant that has developed has enhanced transmissibility, which Fauci says will need an innovative approach to deal with. He proposed the idea of a pan-coronavirus vaccine to combat any coronavirus-caused illness. And that's key, because COVID and all of its mutations have impacted people's health in myriad ways, both short and long-term. And it's those long-term effects in particular that are the subject of several studies, particularly about what's become known as COVID brain fog. Researcher Ben Newman says studies so far show an alarming trend.
They seem to agree that at least in severe cases, there's a substantial loss of brain matter after a case of COVID.
Can COVID vaccines ward off that apparent brain loss? Newman says maybe.
There's a reasonable chance that vaccination would protect against this to some extent, and more vaccination would protect more would be the most likely outcome.
Several top scientists taking part in a White House summit today looking to develop the next generation of COVID shots. Also today, a new survey which finds that more than 40% of American parents say they won't get their children vaccinated against COVID. The Kaiser Family Foundation study found that 43% of parents of children younger than 5 said they won't get their kids shots, the highest percentage recorded since the foundation began asking that question. Now to the economy. Are we in, or are we at least headed toward, an economic crisis? The White House is avoiding the label of recession at all costs, but consumers don't seem to share the Biden administration's optimism.
Conference Board says worries about inflation persist, dragging down consumer confidence for the third straight month. The White House says the president has acted to keep gas prices lower than where they'd otherwise be, with a Treasury Department analysis estimating Mr. Biden's tapping of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve has lowered the price by 40 cents a gallon. Aides also dispute the U.S. is heading for or is currently in a recession, even if Thursday's GDP numbers happen to show that the economy has shrunk for two successive quarters.
CBS's Stephen Portnoy. The global economy is slowing as well. The International Monetary Fund slashed its projections for economic growth to 3.2% this year. Next year's forecast looks even gloomier, with the IMF citing inflation and the war between Russia and Ukraine, among other factors. And General Motors' second quarter net income tumbled 40% over the previous year, dragged down by supply chain issues and losses in China. GM's CFO, Paul Jacobson, says they have a plan in place to shift out of reverse.
Be very agile and very nimble and respond to that. We've slowed down some hiring. We have put off some cost expenses and investments that we were going to make going into this year.
GM had warned a hit was coming, pointing to a shortage of computer chips that left nearly 100,000 vehicles unable to ship. The company hopes to clear out that backlog by the end of the year. Well, apparently economic downturns go better with Coke. Coca-Cola's latest quarterly revenue topped $11 billion, beating analyst estimates. The beverage giant says organic revenue growth could be as high as 13%. Senator Chuck Grassley says multiple whistleblowers are raising concerns about potential corruption with the FBI and Department of Justice. Lisa Taylor with more.
The Iowa Republican has written a letter to the directors of both the FBI and the DOJ about claims of tampering by senior officials in politically sensitive investigations. Grassley says the investigations range from election and campaign finance probes to Hunter Biden's financial and foreign business activities. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Progress in containing that huge wildfire near Yosemite National Park.
We're getting in more resources. We're the top priority fire in the state right now.
Cal Fire spokeswoman Natasha Fouts. The Oak Fire has grown to over 18,000 acres in size, though the blaze is now about a quarter contained. Smoke from the conflagration impacting air quality and visibility hundreds of miles away. A state of emergency exists in Mariposa County, California, where firefighters managed to save the home of Barbara Cohn.
I'm exhausted. I am just very exhausted.
Other homeowners, though, haven't fared as well.
The fire was coming quickly. It was now or never. We had to go.
Steve and Andrea Ward came back to see their home after watching it burst into flames live on local news.
It's just amazing that that trunk is still right there, too. This is amazing.
Jonathan Vigliotti reporting. 41 structures destroyed so far. Over 2,500 firefighters now battling the blaze, which first erupted on Friday. More than a dozen states are fighting wildfires right now. Multiple homes destroyed after a large grass fire spread into a Dallas suburb Monday, leaving dozens homeless there. That fire started in a nearby field, possibly sparked by a lawnmower hitting a metal object. Nikki Fobbs says her family had a narrow escape.
Dad was in the shower, so I had ran and got him, telling him, get out the shower. We got to go. We got to go. We got to go. And by the time he realized what I said, and he came out, he was like, oh, let's get out of here, get out of here. We don't need nothing.
It hasn't rained there in 50 days. Fire crews elsewhere battling blazes across North Texas amid persistent severe drought and high temperatures. Hearings in the Indiana State House today over banning most abortions. The debate's drawn national interest as well as plenty of protesters.
It's not a man's choice. It's not the government's choice. It's not your church's choice. It's a woman's choice.
But this legislator says now is the time to change the state's laws to protect preborn children.
Indiana has this opportunity to end abortion, and we need to take advantage of it. And end abortion period.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is vowing to push for a ban on abortion in all 50 states.
Our freedom agenda calls for advancing pro-life protections in every state in the union.
Speaking in Washington, D.C., Pence praised the Supreme Court's recent ruling that overturned Roe v. Wade. He said abortion has been sent to the ash heap of history, where it belongs. Still to come on the 5 o'clock report, bail reform emerges as a key campaign issue in New York, more monkeypox in western New York, and a changing of the guard for five Pennsylvania siblings.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Another pleasant night is ahead. Clear to partly cloudy and pleasant. Low temperatures, mostly mid-50s to low 60s for tomorrow. A mix of clouds and sunshine, a bit warmer than today. High temperatures, upper 70s to the middle 80s. Could be a late-day shower or a thundershower in parts of western Pennsylvania. Variable cloudiness tomorrow night and Thursday with a couple of widely spaced showers and thundershowers. High temperatures on Thursday with more humidity in the 80s.
All right. Thank you very much, Kevin. We'll check back with you again in a couple of minutes. Right now, though, a look at the stories making news where you live across New York and Pennsylvania. Bail reform is becoming a big campaign topic in the New York governor's race. Speaking at a police conference in Glens Falls this morning, Governor Kathy Hochul says there have been key changes to state bail reform laws of late.
Give the law enforcement more opportunities to have arrests for repeat offenders and property thefts and gun violence cases and hate crimes. All of those are now covered back under the law that had not been covered before.
Hochul's opponent, Republican Long Island Congressman Lee Zeldin, is calling for tougher still bail reform laws after he was attacked on stage during a campaign event last week by a person with a weapon. That alleged attacker released hours later under the state's bail reform laws, though he was then rearrested days later on federal charges. Bail reform also a hot topic for the Monroe County Sheriff, who's been a vocal critic of the state's policies. Sheriff Todd Baxter's been meeting with various lawmakers, lobbying for additional revisions to the state's bail reform law. Since the last legislative session ended, New York judges were given more power to set bail for gun and hate crimes, as well as repeat offenses of property theft. But Sheriff Baxter says the standards need to be written to give police agencies the authority to judge threats to the community and keep suspects in custody to ensure public safety. A case of monkeypox detected in Niagara County. We get that story from Family Life's Dee Haley.
Niagara County Department of Health has announced its first confirmed case of monkeypox. It's a rare viral infection that does not usually cause serious illness, but may result in hospitalization or death for some. People with monkeypox generally report having close, sustained physical contact with other people who have the virus. Monkeypox has an incubation time of 1 to 3 weeks after exposure and typically lasts 2 to 4 weeks. The illness usually begins with flu-like symptoms followed by a rash 1 to 3 days after the onset of illness. There are currently 5 reported cases in western New York, 4 in Erie County, and 1 in Niagara County. Dee Haley, Family Life News.
All right, thank you, Dee. Protecting farmers' mental health. That was one of the topics that came up yesterday during a farm bill listening session held by the New York State Agriculture Commissioner in Binghamton. Assemblywoman Donna Lopardo tells WICZ the listening sessions are valuable.
To understand what their priorities are. We, of course, hear about it every year during the budget conversations and the legislative session, but this is a great chance for us to have a direct contact with many people from different sectors at the same time.
Lauren Williams with the New York Farm Bureau agrees.
It's a really good opportunity to provide feedback on what programs impact them and
how it can be part of a positive conversation as we convey this, you know, to our congressional delegation of what we really want them to look for and work towards next year as they write the next farm bill.
Among the topics brought up by farmers were, as mentioned, support for mental health, as well as better opportunities to encourage new farmers and rewards for current farmers. The Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture says free training and a hotline are now available to help farming people who are struggling with mental health issues. Farmer Keegan Hilaire says the July blues times are happening right now. He says that's when stress levels rise because harvesting, planting, and fall prep take place at the same time. People can now call a new Pennsylvania hotline for help to talk with someone who's skilled in mental health training and who has experience in farming. Pennsylvania-based convenience store chain Wawa has reached a pricey settlement in a data breach case. That story from Jennifer Polsoni.
Officials say the $8 million multi-state settlement resolves an investigation into a data breach that compromised some 34 million payment cards used by customers buying food, gas, and other items at the popular Wawa stores and gas stations in 2019. New Jersey will be receiving more than $2 million from that settlement. It impacted other stores besides the Garden State, including some in Pennsylvania, Florida, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. Part of the settlement requires Wawa to create a comprehensive information security program within 6 months. Jennifer Polsoni, NBC News Radio.
A GoFundMe page continues to grow for a married couple who are leaders at a church in Coogan Station, Pennsylvania. Investigators say fire fully engulfed the home of Bill and Julie Boda earlier this month in the 300 block of Pleasant Hill Road. Friends and family and co-workers at Fairlawn Community Church have so far raised just over $6,900 for the couple. The goal is $10,000. Governor Tom Wolf today visiting an early learning center in New York to highlight his new state child tax credit program. It's modeled after the federal program to support Pennsylvania's working families and ensure unbarred access to high-quality early childhood education. Says the governor, cost should never be a barrier for parents looking for an educational, safe, supportive, and fun environment for their children while they're at work each day. And this week marks a major milestone, a changing of the guard, if you will, for 5 Pennsylvania siblings.
Attorneys for the petitioners spent the morning explaining the...
He has to carry the burden of a very anti-energy policy.
The Peters family from the borough of Northeast, northeast of Erie, PA, celebrated their retirement from the military on Sunday. All 5 brothers and sisters and some of their spouses have served in the military with over 100 years of service between them. The family legacy started when older sister Amy enlisted. She was in the field during the events of September 11, 2001. Younger brother Brandon retires this Friday after more than 2 decades as an Army combat engineer. The community celebration also said thank you for your service to Jackie, Shane, Catherine, Cassie, and Greg Peters. Greg Gillespie, Family Life News.
All right, thank you very much, Greg. Your nightly market report is next, brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Here's Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Stocks moving lower today as investors await a heavy news cycle. After markets closed yesterday, Walmart lowered guidance for their second quarter results. That news hit retailers and dragged Target, Amazon, and other big names down. After hours today, we'll see earnings report for Microsoft and Google. Tomorrow, the Federal Reserve will announce their next interest rate hike. Most analysts are expecting 0.75%. Oil trading lower today, ending at $95 a barrel. The Dow losing 228 points, the S&P 500 off 45, and the NASDAQ down nearly 2% as it shedded 220 points. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
This is the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
Choosing the right career makes life much easier. As the saying goes, find a job you love and you'll never work a day in your life. I'm Rob West with the MoneyWise Minute. Finding the right job starts with discovering what you love, what you'd excel at doing. Romans 12:6 teaches that God has given each of us the skills to do good works. It reads, "Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them." If you're dissatisfied with your current job or deciding on what education to pursue, consider taking a career assessment test. The woods are full of them, online or in print, and our friends at Crown Financial Ministries offer the Career Direct Assessment. It's one of the best. Discover what you're passionate about and then pursue it. It's a job worth doing. Discover the best Christian financial articles, podcasts, and videos by visiting our website, moneywise.org, or by downloading MoneyWise Biblical Finance from your app store.
All right, coming up on the 5 o'clock report, here comes the bride, but where's the piano?
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Another pleasant night is ahead with comfortably cool air, light breezes, and skies that range from clear to partly cloudy. Tomorrow will be a touch warmer than today, but mainly rain-free. To our call for tonight, clear to partly cloudy and pleasant. Low temperatures, mostly mid-50s to low 60s for tomorrow. A mix of clouds and sunshine, a bit warmer than today. High temperatures, upper 70s to the middle 80s. Could be a late-day shower or a thundershower in parts of western Pennsylvania. Variable cloudiness tomorrow night and Thursday with a couple of widely spaced showers and thundershowers. High temperatures on Thursday with more humidity in the 80s.
All right, thank you very much, Kevin Williams. And finally at 5... It looked like just another gig for professional pianist Nate Hance, booked to play a wedding in Minnesota recently. When he got there, though, just one small problem. No piano. Due to a miscommunication between Hance, the wedding party, and the venue, each assumed someone else was going to provide one. Hence, Hance had no piano to play. But this is 2022, and yes, there's an app for that. The tech-savvy 34-year-old professional pianist promptly popped up a piano app on his iPad, linked to some speakers via Bluetooth, and along with the violinist, began to tickle the virtual ivories. Now, he'll be the first to admit it won't go down as one of his greatest performances ever. The iPad screen only allowed him to tap 3 keys at a time, and he noted, quote, "I felt like a school kid playing the piano. The lag between his Bluetooth keyboard and the speakers also messed with his mind a bit." He said he had to really concentrate hard and zone out to make it work. But work it did. The wedding went on, and he must have not played too badly either, since the wedding party says they didn't even know they were listening to an iPad piano until after the ceremony, and they gave him a nice tip for going above and beyond to make sure their ceremony included piano music. And on that note, that's the world we live in for Tuesday, July 26, 2022. Thank you very much for listening. I'm Mark Webster, Family Life News.